Macmillan Audio presents The Favorite Queen by Carolee Erickson, read for you by Kate Redding.
1. Has she lost her baby? My question hung in the air, unanswered. The three Spanish midwives brought from Logroño especially to attend Queen Catherine at this, her 10th delivery, did not meet my steady gaze but looked down at the thick carpet at their feet. The Queen's closest friend and principal lady-in-waiting, Maria de Salinas, her expression somber and her shoulders rounded in defeat, stood loyally beside her mistress's bed, but said nothing. The surgeons who had been summoned by King Henry to attend the Queen were nowhere to be seen. Queen Catherine lay asleep in her high-carved wooden bed, mouth agape, her sparse greying auburn hair spread out over her lace-trimmed pillow, the pillow sweat-stained and rumpled, as were the bedclothes. Her face was haggard, weary. As those of us who served her knew well, she had been struggling to give birth ever since the previous evening, and it was clear to me now as I looked down at her that the effort had taken all her strength. She looked like a woman nearer in age to 60 than 40, though her 40th birthday had been celebrated by her entire household not long before. As I watched, she began to murmur in her sleep, as if troubled by disturbing dreams. Her small, white, wrinkled hands, the fingers bent and swollen, clutched convulsively at the satin counterpane. I glanced around the darkened bedchamber, taking in the closely drawn thick curtains of purple damask, the heavy old-fashioned furnishings.